Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But God is about to do something so powerful. Yeah, the Supreme Court we just talked about is totally awesome. But understand this. God's about to do something. What we saw in November of 2016 was called a wave. Mm. But what God is about to bring is a tsunami. But understand this. God is bringing an awakening to the land, like the Great Awakening, an awakening where the DNA of a culture changes. I mean, this is awesome when you study Great Awakening. And you can actually go to the VFNKB.com and go to the Torch and just find out about it. We've done many programs on it. But think about this. So an awakening is when all of a sudden, where people were dark-minded and they just couldn't see God and they didn't want the things of God, all of a sudden you see people coming after God, serving God, giving their lives to God, going in the mission field, doing all these awesome things, and God's back in the schools, but God's back in business, God's back in government, God's everywhere, Ten Commandments, all these different things are happening. That's an awakening, right? You know, and things that were dark begin to close and light begins to come in those places. It's just exciting. But what is a sign? God's about to give us a sign that this is going to come. And Charlie Shamp, he's prophesying about what that sign will be. And the sign just happens to be the midterm elections in America in November of 2018, which is going to be a red tidal wave. Now, I don't see talking colors like most people mean, which means a conservative constitutional wave that's going to line up with President Trump in the direction God wants to take this country. It's so exciting. As a matter of fact, let's join. This is Charlie Shamp being interviewed with Elijah's List. Check it out.
You said something about the midterm elections. That looked really interesting to me. Show us what the Lord's showing you about the midterms.
Well, I had seen a red tsunami that hit the East Coast and went across the West Coast. And when I first saw it, I thought, oh no, this is some kind of catastrophe that the Lord wants me to pray against. And the Lord spoke to me and said, no, that's a wave of revival and awakening that's about to come. And he said, a sign of what I'm about to do in America will be marked in the November elections of the midterms. And he said there will be a red tsunami that will hit in the Senate and in the House of Representatives.
Wow.
Yeah. And the Lord specifically told me that Trump will no longer stand alone, that a three-cord strand is not easily broken, and that he would make the two other branches of government come alongside, which is the Supreme Court, and of course, you know, the Senate and the House,
right.
And they would come along and they would support the agenda of what God wants to see.
We're not waiting for 2020 for this to be kicked in.
Mm-mm.
You're saying that the Lord's saying, instead of, you know, there was this, many people were predicting a blue wave, now that the red wave happened, and now the blue wave's going to come in. The Lord's saying, no, no, no. First there was the red wave that got us in, got Trump in, and now you're saying now there's going to be a red tsunami.
Yes.
That's a little bit more powerful than a wave, it sounded like to me.
Yeah.
That's almost destructive.
You think about it, so exciting. This is, you think about Brett Holderbaum and the prophecy that he gave about the wind coming through Washington, D.C. These things are coming to pass. Get ready. Get prepared for what's going. But he's talking about a wave of revival and awakening about to come. The sign is going to be midterm elections. What a red and blue means for those that all around the country, our audience around the world, is, you know, one is a conservative constitutional party who honors God, and most honor God. And the other is a presently not so much for the Constitution, not for conservatism, fundamentally changing everything.
And as of recent, really moving towards socialism.
Yes, embracing socialism, exactly.
And it's really interesting what God's saying here, because obviously it's outside of the norm, but the norm typically is that whoever's in office, the opposite, you would think that a blue wave would occur. But God's going contradictory to what
because red
expecting.
Republican is in now.
Right.
Republicans have the red. Republicans have the executive branch, the judiciary branch. Well, not judiciary, but
the Senate.
And the Senate and the House. And but that's not enough. It needs to be a bigger margin. Well, this tidal wave is going to bring, tsunami is going to bring that. But understand how awesome that may be for those who want to see our country come back to God. And it's a sign of how we're going to come back to God. An awakening is going to take place. And part of that's going to be because a red tsunami means there's going to be enough conservative constitutionalists come in and say, listen, and godly, God-fearing men and women, they say, we got to end the taking of lives, the murdering of children in the womb. That's what this fight over Kavanaugh is all about, Judge Kavanaugh, to the Supreme Court, because they don't want to end Roe versus Wade, which is actually the sacrifice of children to Moloch. We talk about that all the time.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.